Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good.
Great. My name is Antonio from National Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet like newspaper, radio, TV, or internet?
No.
Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black. Black American.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Definitely, probably, 50-50 chances, or you're not going to vote.
I'm going to vote.
So you say definitely. Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, sir, what is your age?
I'm 57.
57. Okay, great. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0, you're not all motivated. 10, you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. How motivated are you?
Let's say 8.
About an 8, okay. Now, generally speaking, how closely would you say that you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not all closely?
Not that closely.
Not that closely, okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
A Democrat, not strong one.
Strong or not strong?
Not strong.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Would you say that you are satisfied or dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
Satisfied,
okay. When you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration and their policies, big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, the COVID pandemic? Who do you blame the most?
Wrong policy.
I'm sorry?
I blame more wrong policy.
Okay. So the Biden administration and their policies. Would that be it?
I think so.
Okay. Now, I truly thank you, sir, for helping me complete this survey, okay? Just stay with me. We're almost done, okay? Now, I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress to be focused on. For each one, please rate them from 0 to 10 on how important of an issue is this for you, okay? To have your member of Congress focus on. Okay? Now, reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling. From 0 to 10, how important is that? 8. Reducing crime. How important is that from 0 to 10?
7.
Making housing more affordable. How important from 0 to 10?
8.
Creating more jobs and raising wages. How important is that for you?
9.
Ensuring our borders are secure. How important is that for you?
9.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination. How important is that for you?
9.
Switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Do you approve strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Approve.
They strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Please rate your feelings from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means the opposite, very cold and unfavorable about that person or organization. Please, if you have no opinion, let me know. And if you never heard of them, please let me know, okay? Now, what is your opinion, or how would you rate your feelings toward the U.S. Supreme Court from 0 to 100? 100, favorable. 0, not favorable.
I can't say anything about that. I don't know.
You don't know, okay. What about Mitch McConnell? Have you ever heard about him?
Yes.
How do you feel about him?
Is he the foreign speaker?
Mitch McConnell, yes, sir. How would you rate your feelings towards him? From 0 to 100.
I can't say anything about it now because I'm not following his.
Oh, okay. All right. What about Joe Biden? How would you rate your feelings about Joe Biden?
I think it's like 80.
80, okay. What about Kamala Harris?
You seem to reach 82.
82, okay. What about Black Lives Matter? Have you heard of that organization?
Yes, I've heard about that organization, but I've been here for a while now.
Do you have any feelings towards them from 0 to 100?
Oh, Black Lives Matter, Black people lives matter to me.
Black Lives Matter, what would you rate?
For me.
An 8?
No, I'll say
80, okay. What about Donald Trump? How would you rate your feelings toward Donald Trump from 0 to 100? 100, favorable. 0, not favorable, okay?
50.
50. What about the Democratic Party?
75.
What about Cornel West? Have you heard about him?
No, I can't say anything about it.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, would you vote for Biden, Trump, or Cornel West?
Vote for Biden.
Biden. Now, If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Let me be honest with you. I was not eligible to vote. This is my first eligible since I have to vote this election. So I exercise it right. So
okay.
I can't say anything about the elections.
Okay, so you were not able to vote?
I was not eligible to vote at the time, 2020. But now
okay.
I'm a citizen now, so I can vote.
Okay. Thinking about racism in America today, do you think racism in America is getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think it's improving a bit. I think it's getting better, small.
It's staying about the same, getting better.
No, I think it's getting better.
Worse?
I think it's, to me, getting better. To me,
getting better. Okay. Now switching gears a little bit, I'd like to read you two statements about an important issue facing our communities. Please tell me which of the following statements you agree with more, okay? The first statement, we don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after school programs, and mental health in order to get at root causes of crime to make our community safer. The next statement says, we need to increase funding for police department to hire more police, buy more crime fighting equipment, and increase prosecution of criminals and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our community safer. Which one do you agree with more? The first statement
or
the second?
We need to increase more funding for police departments.
Okay, so we need to increase more funding. Would you agree with it somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Much more. Have you recently read, seen or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? A lot, some, a little, nothing at all?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. I want to read to you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each, tell me how important that is to you, okay? Capped out-of-pocket Medicare costs at $2,000 per year. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all important?
Can you repeat it?
Capped out-of-pocket Medicare costs at $2,000 per year. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important? Not very important?
Somewhat important.
Okay.
Somewhat
what about
important.
Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first African-American woman ever to hold that position. Is that very important to you? Somewhat? Not very important or not all important?
Important.
Somewhat or very important?
Very important.
Created infrastructure law, which is eliminating lead pipes, and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important? Not very important, not all important?
Very important.
Provided $123 billion in new funds for the upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investment in kindergarten to 12th grade education. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important? Not very important? Not all important?
Very important.
Invested $12 billion through Medicaid that allow people to continue to access home care and raised wages for home care workers. Is that very important? Somewhat, not very, not all important.
Very important.
Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I would like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Let me read to you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5, somewhat convincing, and 0, not convincing at all. You can use the number between 0 and 10. Racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities. It's threatening all the advancements our community has fought so long for. We can't stand by as they try to take us backwards. It is our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and future. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this statement? How convincing do you think it is from 0 to 10?
Five.
Hello? Yes, sir. Go ahead. From 0 to 10, how convincing?
A five.
Gun violence is getting worse and taking a heavy toll on our communities and young people. But MAGA Republicans are blocking any common sense gun reform. They are blocking a ban on assault weapons and working to make it easier for anyone to get and carry a gun without a permit. If we want to make our community safer, we must vote against those making it easier to flood our streets with guns. How convincing is this statement to you from 0 to 10?
Can you ask me a question again, please?
Gun violence is getting worse and taking a heavy toll on our communities and young people. But MAGA Republicans are blocking any common sense gun reform. They are blocking a ban on assault weapons and working to make it easier for anyone to get and carry a gun without a permit. If we want to make our community safer, we must vote against those making it easier to flood our streets with guns. From 0 to 10, how convincing is
9.